indeed our Lord can claim to the citizens of Israel this day that they have a greater than Jonah here because they have the one whom Jonah was a foresign of, that is, the Christ himself. And so, during this season of Lent, we reflect upon all the mysteries of our faith, and most especially that mystery our Lord alludes to at the beginning of today's Gospel. For the sign of Jonah, who was buried 3 days in the belly of the whale, and on the third day he rose and was, as it were, cast up on the seashore, and then worked his way to Nineveh in order to preach them the truth. And so we too, in need of truth, have, after the resurrection of Christ, the apostles and their successors until the end of time to teach us those same mysteries. And so, during Lent, we seek to strengthen our faith. We do so by corporal mortifications, but often we forget that while Lent is a time for corporal mortifications, in a certain sense, there is another mortification that is a feast, for we should then seek to establish better habits by which we study our faith so that we come to know it. And so we should constantly strive to form a program by which we feast on the Word of God, either through reading the Scripture, because as St. Jerome tells us, he who is ignorant of Scripture is ignorant of Christ, or to study the Catechism of the Catholic Church, or the Catechism of the Council of Trent, or the writings of some of the saints, so that we are always forming our minds so that our hearts may know more what we truly love, that we are always growing in our understanding of the mystery of Christ and his redemptive act. And so, let us during this season of Lent, while we enter into corporal mortifications, feast and form and help to establish good habits by which we are constantly studying our faith, constantly praying that what we study we come to know with all our mind and all our hearts so that we can put it into practice, so ultimately we truly come to appreciate that greatest of all gifts given to us by God the Father, the incarnation, passion, and death of his Son for our sake, so that we truly have for us the gates of heaven opened. But during Lent, we reflect that we did nothing to open these gates. It was the work of Christ. And so we are given faith by a perfectly gratuitous gift on the part of our Lord, and he gives us his graces in order to sustain us in that faith. And so during this season of Lent, we also like to reflect upon our nothingness and that we can truly do nothing good without Christ because, as he will say in the Gospel, why do you call me good? God alone is good. And he could precisely say this because he was the true God who became man in order to teach us the truth, in order to lead us back to the Father's kingdom. And so we reflect in this day and age, so bent on believing that it can work out some form of happiness in this world, we reflect upon the true nature of mankind, that he was created not for natural happiness, but for a happiness that will endure for all eternity in heaven. In order to acquire this happiness, we must come to know, love, and serve Christ every moment of our life, to grow in that love, to grow in that service every moment of our lives. And so let us strive to do his part, knowing that the Lord is always doing his part because, as he tells us, he came to be about his Father's business, and his Father's business was that he seek souls in order to conquer them for his kingdom and ultimately to give them that which alone can bring happiness to the human heart, union with him for all eternity in heaven. And so let us, while we fast in the corporal order during this season of Lent, feast on those truths of our faith that are given to us by such great gifts as the Catechism of the Council of Trent and the Catechism of the Catholic Church and the widespread use of publication to distribute the writings and the teachings of all the saints in the Church. Often we try to qualify it by saying the great saints, but we must understand that all saints are great saints because they all came to understand that mystery of Christ in his most holy mother, and they lived that mystery in their very lives by everything they said, everything they did, and everything they thought. And so, if idle hands are the devil's workshop, then we must also understand that an idle mind is the devil's junkyard, and it is always conquered by the same thing, seeking to strive to do by our labors the works of Christ, and by our minds coming to know the teachings of Christ. And if we do this, then ultimately we will receive that gift that Christ came to give us, union with his Father, with all the angels and saints together for all eternity in heaven.
Oh,